Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so today Mena and I are going to talk about getting your business ready for sale. So there's lots of reasons that an owner might want to sell a business. Obviously, they're exiting in terms of transitioning into retirement. They're looking for a different challenge, or maybe it was your goal from the outset to build the business and then sell it one day. Whatever it might be, it's always good to think at least a couple of years in advance before you're ready to put your business on the market ready for sale. And Mena and I wanted to talk about a couple of things that you might want to consider investigating or managing prior to getting your business ready for sale. And the first one is the financials, of course. I mean, it's going to be the first point of call for any particular purchaser. The first thing they're going to want to know is how robust is this business? How profitable is the business? How steady is the profitability? All those sorts of things. So you want to start to think about those elements, and you obviously want to have a few really good years leading up to the sales. So it's obviously demonstrate the business's ability. And sometimes if a person's disengaged with the business, so we've seen it quite often where the owner's often doing something else and they've got managers in that business, the managers aren't always going to produce the results that the owner is going to produce. So putting yourself back into that business, getting it all up to scratch and really demonstrating to a particular prospective purchaser what that business can produce, both in terms of revenue and profitability, is really worthwhile. And it's also important to sort of clean up any legacy items that are in the balance sheet or in the profit and loss. Make sure that you're really critically looking at cost of goods and making sure you're optimizing that as much as possible. Also, if there's something on the balance sheet that's not going to be particularly attractive, like loans to or from shareholders, any sort of assets that aren't part of the core business, you might want to start sort of cleaning that up. But just a general conversation with your holistic accountant to say, how can we make this business look as good as it possibly can? Or putting it differently, how can we demonstrate to a particular purchaser or potential purchaser the possibility that this business might produce?
The next thing to think about is operations. So businesses that are reliant on their current owner or proprietor's relationships or knowledge or experience are going to be less valuable to a purchaser because they realize that there's no real goodwill to the business. The goodwill is actually reliant on the owner rather than the actual business or brand itself. So it's really important to try to get your business less reliant on you, get some economies of scale, get some good staff in there so that when a purchaser comes that they're not thinking, okay, do I have to do an earn out arrangement with the vendor? Am I reliant on his certain expertise or experience with suppliers or customers? You know, if you use like medical clinics or dental clinics as an example, a lot of the relationship is with the actual doctor or dentist himself. So it's very hard to transition that relationship from a doctor that you might have used for 10 years or 15 years plus to a new doctor that you don't know what their experience is or what kind of exposure or what if they are fully aware of your sort of medical history. So it's very important to try to get your business in a state that's less reliant on you and more reliant on the actual brand and goodwill itself. So that also feeds into sort of getting rid of any dead weight associated with the business. Sometimes with staff, we try to sort of manage relationships and keep them on board because we like them, might not be a necessary need for them, but they might be adding to what your wage bill and is not really producing any top line or bottom line results. So getting rid of dead weight is really important in terms of operations as well.
It's all about just reducing the risk to the purchaser, really. What are you going to put yourself in the purchaser's shoes and think about if you were buying this business, what would you be concerned about? So, for example, if the valuation of stock on hand could be a potential issue, demonstrating to the potential purchaser that actually you've written off all dead stock and the only stock that remains stuff with high turnover, then that kind of goes to reducing that risk. As Mena said, thinking about staffing, there's one particular key staff member that's not performing so great, and that's going to be identifiable to a potential purchaser. That's a risk. They know if I'm going to buy this business, I'm going to have to find someone to fill that role at the same time as doing everything else with this new business. Well, maybe then you can solve that problem for them, get a really good person in that role if possible, and just reduce risk. So it's really about thinking about the risk to the potential purchaser. And similarly, looking at top line revenue also can have risk. So again, a business that has a high concentration with only a few customers is a potential risk. So the things that you can do about that is trying to obviously diversify, find some new customers to kind of dilute their concentration, or you could consider contracting that revenue. Maybe you can approach those customers and give them some favorable terms or payment terms or discounts or so forth in return for contracting that revenue and putting it under contract. You just got to think about really, again, how sustainable is this revenue and what are the risks associated with it? And ultimately, it all comes down to the multiple that you're going to get. So every business is saleable. It's really just a question of what price are you going to get? And obviously, you as the business owner want to maximize that price. So in order to maximize the price, what you have to do is reduce the risk to the potential purchaser. And so having conversations around this with your holistic accountant at least a couple of years ahead of wanting to sell can at least give you a whole set of things that you can work on. If you leave them too late, if you want to sell next year or in the next 6 months, you just don't have time necessarily to solve a lot of these issues. So it's something to really think about.
And the next thing to think about is actually how to maximize your sale proceeds. So you got to sort of step back from your business and look at your legal structure. And I'd like to always, you know, quote examples. Most recently, we helped a client who was planning to sell a business in the next 5 to 6 years. And we all managed to restructure his business in a way to maximize his after-tax dollars once he retires. And the way we did that was basically making sure he qualifies for the small business capital gains tax concessions now, because in 5 to 6 years time, he wasn't actually going to qualify for it. So it's really important that you speak to your holistic accountant to see that you've got the right operating structure in place first, before you go to market, before you actually receipt or sign any contracts, to make sure that you're maximizing your after-tax dollars from your business sale.
So they're just some of the items that Mina and I will typically sit down with a client and review and consider. And so when a client comes to us or shares with us their idea that they would like to sell in the next couple of years, we will go through a really comprehensive process with that client to identify what are the key issues that they need to work on, or even we need to work on with the client over the next couple of years to maximize their exit value. Okay, that's it for us for this week. Until next week, bye for now.